Blog Talk Radio.
Daily here on Spend Time with God, learn how to develop an effective prayer life. See, a lot of times people think you got to be in a group or set a religion. And, you know, it's just, it's really, prayer is just conversation with God intimately and privately. Not when you pray out loud where everyone can hear what you're praying for or see what's on your mind or what you're going through. But prayer life is a lifestyle, something that you live. Now, number one, the best thing to do is to repent of your sin and give your life and accept Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior. And some people just can't say it because they don't believe it. They really don't. But I was checking things out, and you don't have to say it verbatim, but it gives an idea. For those of who just can't seem to say that prayer, try saving this prayer first. Heavenly Father, I come to you and ask you in Jesus' name to set me free from any wrong thoughts, fears, doubts, unbelief, believing any lies and lies of the enemy, the devil or demonic spirit, any thoughts that I have that are hindering me now and coming to you. I ask you, Father God, to deliver me now of all hindrance to becoming your born-again kingdom child in Jesus Christ's holy name. I resist the devil and all of his demonic spirits must flee and leave my presence. Lord God, remove the lies and the hindrance and help me so I can say the above prayer of salvation and earnest from my heart. I ask you to force out, drive out, and blind all evil things far away from me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now you can get ideas of what to say. You know, I mean, I know you're not going to remember that verbatim, but I'm not saying that you don't believe in Jesus Christ. You don't even believe in God. The thing is, a lot of people feel they're so unworthy. They'll be like, you know, last night, that coach, you land up with that girl or that guy, you know what you did yesterday. You know, there's no condemnation in God, you know, through Jesus Christ. We don't have to live like that. That's why we repent for forgiveness. We have to ask for forgiveness. And most people have to forgive themselves. Not most people, all people. Everyone has to forgive themselves. Because sometimes, you know, no matter how much you ask someone for their forgiveness over and over and they don't accept it, and they do accept it, you still got this feeling. That's because you haven't forgiven yourself. Okay? So that is one thing. And if you can get to this one, this prayer, I now repent, return from my sins, and choose to follow and obey Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life and to lead me in all areas of my life. Jesus Christ, I receive you as my Lord and Savior with all my heart and belief that you are my King and my God. Now, see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people get upset because they don't believe. You know? So that's one way to start off having, you know, a prayer life. Then number one is praise. Praise. Everyone likes to be praised when they do things, you know, and praise. You just praise God. And as the praises go up, the blessing comes down. And guess who's the blessing? God himself. It's expressed warm approval or admiration. It's a warm approval, admiration. I admire you. I adore you. I worship you. I love you. I mean, who wouldn't love to hear that after all the stuff that God does for us? Amen. And as I said, worship. The number two is worship, which is a feeling or an expression of reverence and adoration. Adoration. Okay? It's reverence, worship. You know, you're just so awesome. And your presence, the things you do, I just bow down to you because what God says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Now, running through these because we don't have a lot of time. And thankfulness, gratefulness. Be thankful. Be grateful. You know? Thankful. Some people are so ungrateful, but you've got to be thankful and grateful. Somebody want to do that for someone that's ungrateful? And if you keep speaking the complaint and not faking, being thankful, that those words go out in the atmosphere and they create in the universe. And like I said, prayer, is just like talking to God. Amen. It's just like talking to God and conversation. But it doesn't have to be in a religious service. It can be you serving him, okay, in your space. You don't have to wait till Sunday to go to the altar to get prayer, to ask God for forgiveness. You do not have to do that. Did you know that? Well, I'm just letting you know that is the truth. You do not have to wait. Now, see, my objective goal is to help usher others to the fire. And the first place to start is your relationship with your Creator. Because your Creator is the one who's going to usher you. He's going to guide you. Just like this morning, I had this dream. I don't want to get on to it. But in this dream, now be very clear about your instructions to others. And very clear about what you want. See, I didn't realize, and I guess it was a form of pride or shame or not feeling worthy. I didn't realize I was speaking riddles. But people just look at me and hold on to every word that then that's when I would feel some kind of way. And I'd just go around in circles with it. But the Holy Spirit says to be clear, very clear about what you want and with directions, instructions. Amen. Now, this broadcast brings value to your life. Please follow and share the broadcast with others so that you may receive a notification on the air live, because I'm live, but it's only like 15 minutes that you can listen to the replay. Or you may call in and join in at 563-999-3480. Or leave a message in the comment box below. You know, it's nice to get feedback, you know, because if you're learning something, if you're getting something, if you're being delivered, set free, if your mind is being renewed, if your heart is being changed, feel yourself growing, you know, leave a comment in the box. Very much appreciated. We are also in the spirituality category. You can find me on Facebook, and the fan page. We also have a group where I post things. And I'm not really big on social media. I'm just doing this basically at a 101 or a 1 in a million right here. I'm taking my instructions that was given to me in just 15 minutes a day. And I already know that there's some breaking ground. So it's time to take that white flag saying that I surrender down. Now, we also appreciate donations now. You can use Cash App. That's also listed in the box below. That's Cassandra Brand. Just the $ Cassandra Brand. If you don't have the app, or you can go to Play Store, download it, or either you can email me and I can send you a link, because if I send you a link, you'll get $5 once you sign up. I think it's not $10. You'll get $10 when you sign up and use it, and I'll also get $10, you know, for you signing up and using it. So this is not like a little gimmick or anything like that. It's a blessing inside as well. Okay. Thank you so much for spending time with God and your host, Cassandra Graham. I love you. You have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao.